News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
It is playoff time in Class D football. This is the time of year that everybody waits for, as tonight it's Unitigo playing host to the Harpersville Afton Hornets. Unitigo, the 4 seed in Class D for the playoffs. Harpersville Afton getting in with a 5 seed. The winner of this quarterfinal contest will move on to Binghamton next week, where it looks like if Unitigo wins and all the seeds hold true, they might have a rematch with Walton. We'll talk a lot more about that coming up. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show, of course brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and his staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Unitigo, Harpersville Afton, two dynamic quarterbacks going head-to-head here tonight. Harpersville Afton has Devin Dean, and Unitigo has Josh Fireman. We'll break all that down when we come back. We'll also come back and listen to an interview with Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney. So stay tuned. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans, too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years, and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's playoff football time in Class D. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, as tonight we have Harpersville Afton visiting Unitigo in Class D football action, and we're joined by Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney. And coach, your team has to be excited to be here in this contest, a full, you know, season's worth of work. You're 6-1, 4-1 in division. How excited are you and your guys to get out here under the lights and have a chance to get back down to Binghamton next week if you could get a win here?
Well, we're very excited to be in this position, and we looked at every, you know, divisional game as a playoff game. So this is kind of like an extension of that, and it's, you know, it's do or die. You know, we want to have something to play for next week. It's tough when you're in the D's because you start playoffs 2 weeks early, and if you don't happen to make it in, it's tough for those last 2 weeks to get geared up and play. So we definitely have something to play for. The way it worked out, we saw we have a bunch of film on Harpersville. They're a very good team. We respect them a lot. We're going to try to shut down their quarterback a little bit. You know, he's a very good player. And try to do what we do on offense, and, you know, hopefully it's exciting, and hopefully we come out with a win.
What makes their quarterback, Devin Dean, so dynamic? We saw him a few weeks ago when they took on Seton Catholic, and he had 3 touchdowns and really took over that game. What do you see from him on film that makes him so good?
He reminds me of when we had Tyler Butler, a very tough kid. He commands the offense. They run a little midline option, and he likes to keep it, run the ball a lot. Quarterback sweep. He's just a tough kid to bring down. He's an accurate thrower. He's a very good runner, and he can make plays happen when they break down, kind of Brett Favre-ish a bit. So he is definitely a concern for us. You know, he's definitely somebody we're focusing on. But they have athletes around him, too. So we just have to play our game on defense and, you know, hopefully score some points.
Your senior class, you know, you have to look at the guys who were all the way in the sectional finals last year. Has that been a big motivation for them both this season and the off season to try to get the work done to get back down to Binghamton and maybe have another crack at that title game?
We had a very good off season. We met a couple times a week. We did some tournaments, things of that sort. A lot of the kids worked out, lifting weights. Definitely that is a motivation, but we never look ahead, never look that far. Right now, you know, our motivation is Harpersville. Just like, you know, week one, our motivation was Sydney. So we just go one game at a time, and we just want to keep on playing.
How nice is it to have home field advantage here in front of your home crowd under the lights? Does that give you guys any sort of an edge? Seem very comfortable playing at home.
Well, the game we lost was home to Walton. So it's always good to be home. You know, I think that is an advantage. You know, we have our crowd behind us. We always get a good crowd, and they really get behind the kids. And I think that does jazz us up a little bit. But I don't. With this team, I just think we play hard and we're ready to play wherever it is. It could be, you know, we could be going to Walton or going into Binghamton or playing at home. I think they're ready to go. They love football. You know, they really do. This is a really good football class. They're all, even the younger kids, because we only have modified A. We don't have JV. But even the kids don't see a lot of time, you know, during practice and when they get in the games, they love to play. And, you know, we want to go out and play well tomorrow and keep on going. So
you sort of just answered this a little bit, but is it hard not to look ahead to a possible rematch with Walton? Is that extra motivation for a game with Harpersville to make sure you guys are set there? Or is it one thing that you have to point out to the guys, hey, we can't look ahead at Walton. We got to take care of business here first.
Yeah, they're high school kids. And I think, you know, it's normal for them to kind of want to look ahead, and you just kind of keep them focused on the game at hand, and you keep them, you know, if you don't take care of A, you don't get to B. And I think they got the message. So we've never been one to really look ahead. We've always been trying to focus on the task at hand. And if we don't, you know, if we don't win Friday, then we don't get to Walton. You know, I mean, you know, we got to take care of business tomorrow night.
Nate Lull here for CDO Sports. Thanks for joining us today. Unitego head coach Frank McCroney, Unitego and Harpersville Afton coming up on CDO Sports.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for last.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Angus & Ale Main Street in Sydney has incredible specials you won't want to miss. Thursdays, you'll love Angus & Ale's famous large chicken wings during wing night. Then Fridays, enjoy fresh fish of the day. And Saturday night features mouth-watering prime Angus prime rib. Don't forget our lunch club, too. Buy 9 lunches and get one free. Plus, the holidays will be here before we know it. And with our variety of catering choices, we can make your holiday parties stress-free. Angus & Ale Main Street in Sydney, open at 11 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Call 604-4273.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Under the lights here at Unitego High School as we get set for playoff football here between Unitego and Harpersville Afton. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back here in just a moment on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO as we get ready for playoff football. Tim, what a great, beautiful night here for football. Two teams that are obviously jazzed up to play each other. Unitego, the home team, going up against the visiting team here tonight, Harpersville Afton.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in for a real treat tonight, I do believe, Nate, because I've seen Unitego, you've seen Unitego. We know what they can do. Unfortunately, I have not seen Harpersville Afton yet this year, but I do know what they were able to do last year at Sydney. Good team, and they're led by a quarterback just like Unitego is, and Josh Fryerben, Mr. Dean from Afton Harpersville. So this should be a great contest.
Well, a lot of our local listeners will have seen or heard Josh Fryerben this year. He's been a tremendous asset here for this Unitego Spartans team. Has a lot of weapons around him, and Ryan Marzell, and of course Tanner Winchester. We did see Devin Dean earlier this year, and boy, I was very impressed with him. He scored three touchdowns down in Binghamton as Harpersville Afton knocked off Seton Catholic with 15 seconds to go. They won that game 30-23. I'd say they had about a 2.5 minute full field drive, and Dean had a pass, about a 15-yard TD pass, with just a couple of seconds left as they won that contest. So he's a guy, he can get out of the pocket and scramble, he can run, he's physical, doesn't mind to go in between the tackles, but he can also throw the ball too, so he's just a threat all over. And as we heard in our interview, Unitego head coach Frank McCroney talking very highly of him, and he's one of those guys they're going to have to stop here tonight. But I do think the Hornets only go as far as Devin Dean can take them. So a lot on his shoulders here tonight, and that has to be tough from the quarterback position in a playoff game like this.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of pressure on any kid playing in this at this level, you know, because, I mean, tonight is it. You win, you go on, you lose, you might have a crossover game, or your season may be done. It's a tough thing. So, you know, these kids will lay it out on the line for us here tonight, and, you know, you and I will try to let the listeners know what's going on here.
And I don't mean to say that Harpersville doesn't have weapons around him, because in that contest, some great runs, some great catches as well from a variety of the Harpersville Afton players. But Devin Dean's the guy who has to get the ball to them. So a lot of that depends on how he has a game against a defense like Unitego's that I'm sure will be bringing a lot of pressure. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4
is strictly prohibited. That's going to do it for our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show here tonight, of course, on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Stop by Chambers and O'Hara for all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service. You can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. So we'll get set here for the kick. Unitigo in their home. Those green Unitigo uniforms, the white helmet with the new U logo that they tend to go with, the black pants, Harpersville Afton in their road white uniforms with the navy blue pants, and the navy blue helmet with the gold trim says Hornets in cursive gold lettering across the helmet there. And so Unitigo and Harpersville Afton, and what's on the line? Well, a bid to go down next Friday night, a Halloween sectional semifinal matchup with, it looks like, the winner of Seton Catholic and number one Walton, who will play tomorrow at 1:30 over in Walton. If you can get over and watch that game, I'm sure that's going to be an absolutely fantastic game as well. So it looks like Unitigo will be kicking off here to Harpersville Afton, and we'll get a chance to see Devin Dean first.
Actually, I think what happened on the toss was Harpersville Afton won, but they deferred. So Unitigo is getting the ball to start the first half.
So Winchester is deep, and I should have known that because I was here early enough today to see Harpersville Afton warming up, and they had a specific play they would like to run on the kickoff. So we'll see if that play involves keeping the ball away from Tanner Winchester, because we know what a dynamic player he is.
Absolutely. He has probably the most best escapability on anybody on the Unitigo Spartans team, and we're getting ready to see it all.
Devin Dean, also a heck of a kicker, and he will kick off here to start the game off between Harpersville Afton and Unitigo. Here we go tonight on CDO Sports. Thanks for joining us. And they will kick it directly to Tanner Winchester. And Winchester going left to right to the 20, bounces outside to the 25, avoiding a tackle, looks to cut back, and now will get pushed out of bounds, it looks like, as he gets over the 30 to about the 32. And that's where Unitigo will start their first drive of the night with junior quarterback number 5, Josh Firebend.
Nice early return for Winchester. He was brought down on the play by number 5 and number 10 from Harpersville Afton. Good little place for them to start, you know. It's usually where you see people starting these days, because either they're kicking it short or they're kicking it out of bounds. It's on the 35, so this is a little bit different way to get there.
Interesting, because Harpersville Afton, I tell you, they worked on that play for a long time in warm-ups, and then they kicked it right to Winchester. On first and 10, a handoff to Nate Wilsey, and he'll pick up about 4 yards on the run, up to about the 40-yard line, maybe the 39 for Unitigo. So they start things off with a run in this scoreless game so far between Unitigo and Harpersville Afton.
Real nice gain on first down by Nate. He actually was inside the tackle, and it was shut down, so he bounced outside the end and made a nice little gain for Unitigo.
And this is the Spartans look. Firebend in the shotgun. He has Ryan Marzell in motion, fakes the handoff. He'll keep it, runs to his left. He's at the 40, to the 45 and 50. He gets to the sideline before being roped out of bounds at the 45, and a flag, a late tackle on Firebend as he went out of bounds. That's going to pick up some extra yardage there for Unitigo.
Yeah, that was a tough play right there. The young man from Harpersville had a hold of Firebend and didn't let him go out of bounds and threw him to the ground. So that's going to be an additional 15 yards added to the play.
Just, I'm sure, some emotions running high here early in the contest. You're pumped up. You've been waiting all day, all week for this game. And you just see that quarterback running along the sideline, I'm sure. You want to get your first lick of the game in, but just a little bit late there for the Hornets.
And especially when it's the quarterback.
Yes.
If you got a free shot at the other team's quarterback, it's never a bad thing to take.
So that 15 extra yards will bounce Unitigo into Harpersville Afton territory after the Firebend run of about 10 yards. And so this will be a first and 10 for Unitigo with the Harpersville Afton 30. Firebend with a high snap will hand off to Wilsey. He's right up the gut, puts his head down, but a nice tackle here by Devin Dean, bringing him down. Gain of about 4 again here for Nate Wilsey. That'll bring up a 2nd and 6.
Dean made a nice tackle. I'm not sure who Firebend put his head and shoulder pads into, but he backed up quite a ways.
2nd and 6 for Unitigo. They are on the 25-yard line. Again, a handoff to Wilsey. No, a quarterback keeper for Firebend. He gets to the edge, to the 10, to the 5, and a touchdown here on the first drive for Unitigo. Josh Firebend runs it in, a 25-yard run.
Great play, and I'm just going to say this, Nate, because I've just really realized it myself. The 4 plays, 1 was to Wilsey off tackle, 2, Firebend around the end, 3, Wilsey off tackle, 4, touchdown, firebend around the end.
And that's one of those things. Do you think that's a drive they put together this week in practice saying, this is what we want to do if we get the ball first?
That's definitely something you see in the film, and, you know, you're looking at it and you say, you know, maybe this will work right off the bat, and they, it did, obviously.
Firebend for the extra point kick. It is up. And it is good. So Unitego takes a 7-0 lead. 10:45 to go in this first quarter. Winchester and Marzell don't even touch the ball. Unitego still scores. We'll step away here on CDO. A 7-0 lead for Unitego.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We're specialists in you. About the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
10:45 to go, first quarter. We're under the lights here at Unitego High School. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Joe Gardner back in our WCDO studios. Josh Firebend, a 25-yard touchdown run for Unitego. The QB takes it in, and now Unitego will kick off here, but their kickoff goes out of bounds. We'll come back and do it again. And we'll get our first look here tonight, Tim, at Harpersville-Afton and their dynamic senior quarterback, Devin Dean.
Yep, looking really forward to seeing this young man play tonight because, like I said, I don't remember too much from that game last year. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what he can do against the Spartans defense.
Firebend looking to kick off here again. He's a talented kicker. This one, a high spiral, will be fielded here at the 25 as Harpersville-Afton goes right to left, and about a 10-yard return, still on his feet. And that's where the Unitego defense will catch up there with Deion Oakley, who had some nice plays in that 30-23 win over Seton Catholic back in week 3 for Harpersville-Afton.
Deion Oakley was brought down on the play by number 14 and number 15 from the Spartans.
And so here's Harpersville-Afton, 4-3 record on the season. They defeated Oxford 24-21 last week to seal their bid into the playoffs. They've had a very nice year and a very tough schedule, which we'll tell you about a little bit later. And here is Devin Dean in a handoff on first down, and this is some good pickup yardage here for Dylan Lindsay, who also had a nice game the first time we saw the Hornets. He picks up about 10 on the play. 10:25 to go first quarter. Unitego on top of Harpersville-Afton here in playoff football, 7-0.
Nice little reverse pivot by Dean, handed off to Lindsay, and Lindsay hit the hole real hard and got the additional yardage. He's almost at a first down.
So this will be about a second and one, so a 9-yard pickup officially there for Dylan Lindsay. And here's Dean. They like to go right from center, and again, he'll hand it off, and this will be just enough for a first down, about a 3-yard pickup there, again, for Dylan Lindsay.
Yep, nice little run right there as well. Good for the first down yardage, and now Harpersville-Afton is in Unitego territory for the first time tonight.
Tim, if you're Harpersville-Afton, do you try to take a page out of the Walton playbook and eat some clock, run the ball on these drives, try to keep the ball out of the hands of the Spartans?
Yeah, I think that's going forward, I think that's what you're going to see these teams doing, unless there's really a dynamic offense out there that can really score at will and so on and so forth. But the best thing to do is keep the ball away from them.
So first and 10 here on the first drive of the night for the Hornets. They pitch it out on a first and 10 from their own 40-yard line, and this one will be for a loss. Unitego making a very nice tackle. Looked like Nate Wilsey got into the backfield and roped them down.
Yep, Nate Wilsey made a nice play, and also number 51, I believe Ethan Barber, was in on the tackle.
Another great defensive player for Unitego there, as Dylan Andrews maybe picks up a gain of 1 on the play. So this will be a second and 10, second and 9 here for Harpersville-Afton. They trail Unitego here in Class D quarterfinal football, 7-0, as Josh Firebend scored on a 25-yard run for Unitego on their first possession. So on second and 9, they try to run it up the gut here and nowhere to go.
maybe a gain of one on the play there for Harpersville-Afton. And we haven't seen Devin Dean run a whole lot so far. Instead, he's handed off to Dylan Lindsay.
Yeah, it looks like that Harpersville sets up in like a modified type of wishbone look, and they haven't really done the option out of it yet. I'm looking forward to seeing that because I'm a big fan of the option play because we used to run it when I played. So,
Devin Dean, you never know where he's going to go. He skits so low to get down and get that snap. A variety of options, and they have three guys in the backfield. Instead, he'll look for his first pass of the night. Now he's going to have to pull it down and run. He gets back maybe to the line of scrimmage. Now he'll pick up maybe five as he gets up to around midfield. This will get him to the 45-yard line. Really made something out of nothing there, as Unitigo did have him dead to rights in the backfield.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. You know, it was Tanner's escapability. Mr. Dean showed a little bit of escapability on his own part right there. Real nice effort.
So this will bring up a 4th and 6. And wait till you see Devin Dean punt here, as he is back to punt with 8:05 to go first quarter. He's standing on his own 45. I was very impressed when we saw him down in Binghamton against Seton Catholic just a couple of weeks ago. So Unitigo looking to get the ball back here. They trail 7-0. Or will the Hornets have a little trickery up their sleeve here?
You always have to be careful with that, because that is the quarterback back there.
So the snap goes back to Dean, and he will punt one away into the night sky. Unitigo waiting, and nobody back for this one, so Harpersville-Afton will down this one at about the 14-yard line, deep in Unitigo territory. That's where the Spartans will take back over with 7:38 to go first quarter. Unitigo leads 7-0.
Real nice punt there. I was quite amazed by that, because he actually was probably at about his, when he caught the ball, it was kind of a high snap. He made a nice play on that and then was able to get off a real nice kick.
Yeah, the snap was high and to the side, so he had to reach all the way out to his right before he let it go. And he does pin Unitigo pretty deep. So second drive of the night here for Josh Firebend and this Unitigo offense. They scored on their first one just about a minute and a half into the game. 7:38 to go first quarter. Unitigo leading 7-0. Here's Firebend under center, and a handoff here to Tanner Winchester. First time he touches the ball tonight. Runs up the sideline before being taken out of bounds. Nice run for Winchester. He gets up to about the 30-yard line here for Unitigo.
Yeah, real nice run there. One thing you and I have noticed that when he does, he sets up his block so well. He actually was waiting there on that play for his player to get in position to make a block instead of blocking in the back.
So a first down on a 12-yard run by Winchester. Now they go right back to Nate Wilsey to the outside, and here comes the big train to the 50, to the 40, now to the 35, and Harpersville-Afton just trying to rip that ball out, and they can't do it. And once again, Unitigo is right back into Hornets defensive territory as a huge run there by Nate Wilsey.
Yeah, that's not usually what you see the big guy do. You know, he usually gets you like 5 or 6, so on and so forth. But that play was a real nice play, really nice block on the outside. I'm not sure who made the block, but I think maybe it might have been number 2, Kyle Spaulding.
35-yard pickup there for Nate Wilsey, and they look to feature him tonight, it looks like, is now another handoff. He'll pick up 5 here down to the 30-yard line as Unitigo goes left to right. The Spartans looking a little run-heavy tonight. And now we'll have a timeout for Harpersville as they just want to take a couple of seconds here, maybe catch their breath and talk things over. 7:06 to go first quarter. Unitigo leads Harpersville-Afton 7-0. We'll step away here on WCDO.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise with 2-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
7:06 to go, first quarter, 7-0 lead for Unitigo over Harpersville-Afton. Class D quarterfinal football here tonight, and Unitigo driving once again. It's about a 2nd and 1 here for the Spartans, as they are at the 25-yard line, and Firebend will throw. He's got Winchester into the end zone. Touchdown for the Spartans. Their first one through the air of the night, and they have jumped out here to a 13-0 lead. Yeah, that was a nice play. That was a play-action pass. The fake was to Wilsey, what they have seen over and over and over again on the first two drives, and then he pulled it back out and hit Winchester on a nice little fly pattern down the middle of the field.
And so Unitigo will look for the point after kick here. Tanner Winchester, his first catch of the night, is a touchdown. Firebend with the extra point. It is no good. Looked like it was just wide to the right. So Unitigo, a 13-0 lead over Harpersville Afton. 6:59 to go first quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to Tri-Town High School Football tonight on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Unitigo, two quick touchdowns here in the first quarter. A run by Josh Firebend and then a Firebend pass to Tanner Winchester. And it's 13-0. The Spartans over the Hornets here of Harpersville Afton. 6:59 to go first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. And here's Deion Oakley, who fields the kickoff for Harpersville Afton. And he cuts back up. Nice little run back here as Harpersville Afton will start at about their own 38. Tim, what do they have to do to try to settle down here against the Spartans?
Well, I think they just need to stick with what they came here with as far as their game plan. They have to make some adjustments because Unitigo has made adjustments already on defense, so they have to make adjustments. That's what it's all about. It's about which team makes the adjustments at the right time.
Devin Dean, senior QB, under center as Harpersville Afton going right to left. And it's going to be a pass here on first down. Dean is scrambling back in the pocket, and he is pinned back. He's going to lose 10 yards on this play, all the way back to the 25. Unitigo just hounding him on defense.
Yeah, he was running for his life on that play. He looked like he was doing a little half roll to the right, and two Unitigo guys showed on the end, and he just started peeling back as much as he could and got too far back and then got tackled for quite a loss.
6:25 to go first quarter. Unitigo on top of Harpersville Afton, 13-0. You know, Tim, I'm thinking back to when I saw the Hornets play Seton Catholic. It was down on turf in Binghamton, and Dean was flying all over the place. So far tonight, it looks like he's been slipping and sliding a little bit on this natural grass here tonight.
Very possible.
So Dean here on a second and long, as Harpersville Afton will just keep it. He runs to the outside, maybe a pickup of one here for Devin Dean, as this is going to be a third and long. The Hornets are on their own 25.
Yeah, right there is a good example of like what we were talking about, was how Winchester and Firebend and everybody on Unitigo take the time to set up their block. Dean ran past the blocker there. And when you do that, you better be able to make that tackler miss, or otherwise you're going down.
Probably very anxious to try to make a play here for his team. They trail 13-0 on the road in the Class D quarterfinals. 5:30 to go, first quarter. Harpersville Afton going right to left on a third and long. This is about a third and 15. Dean back in the pocket. He's flushed again, and they are going to bring him down in the backfield. Another loss on the play. Devin Dean had nowhere to go. Great play there by Jacob Morrison of Unitigo to break through and bring Dean down.
Yeah, Morrison made a real nice play. Didn't get the tackle right away. Actually showed pressure, and that made Dean bring the ball back down and was unable to throw it. So
this will be a three and out, and Dean will have to punt it away from about his own 5-yard line. That's where his heels are, with 4:50 to go first quarter, and Unitigo will have another chance on offense. Here's a high punt all the way to midfield. Winchester will field it there with a fair catch, and that's where Unitigo will start. We'll keep it right here. High school football tonight here, Class D quarterfinals. Unitigo earns the 4 seed. Harpersville Afton earns the 5 seed. Unitigo 6-1. Their only loss to Walton. They are perhaps destined for a rematch with Walton next week if everything worked out.
Yeah,
Walton wins tomorrow.
Obviously things have to work out, and you know, you would expect them to. With the team that we saw here being the Walton Warriors, they don't
very good.
They execute, you know, and I mean that's the only way I can say it.
So first and 10 here for Unitigo. They go left to right, a handoff to Marzell.
He slips down in the backfield and will be down on the play. So a little bit of a loss here for Unitego. That'll bring up about a second and 14 or 13 or 14 here for the Spartans.
Yeah, well, you made the comment about the grass, and, you know, with the cold air and everything, it can get a little dewy and stuff, and it does look like it's a little chewed up through the mid part of the season.
It's been a long season. This will probably be the last game of the season on it, as here on a second and long, they pass out to Tanner Winchester. Makes a great move, and he's into Harpersville Afton territory. Cuts all the way from the right side of the field to the left before being pushed out of bounds, but not before picking up another 5 yards, all the way down, it looks like, to about the 30-yard line here. A huge pickup for the Spartans.
Okay, we're going to give him 35 more yards because that's what he ran across the field. I mean, it's just amazing to watch this young man. He just never gives up, and I'll tell you better be broken down when you go to tackle him, because if you're not, he's going to go by you.
That was about a 25-yard pickup there for Winchester. And now on a first and 10, they'll pass it in the outside for Kyle Spaulding. Flag on the play as Spaulding hustles his way all the way down the right side of the field to the 5 before being tackled. We'll see what the yellow flag's about here.
Yeah, I think we have an illegal block by Unitego. I'm not positive, but that's my guess. Initially thought it was a real nice block, but I guess I missed something there.
And this will go against Unitego, so that will negate the nice catch and run by the junior Kyle Spaulding.
Yeah, it was a real nice play by Kyle Spaulding. It was kind of like a wide receiver screen type setup, and he stepped back and Fairbairn hit him with the ball, and then he waited for the lineman to get out in front and a couple of the other receivers, and it was working real nice, and then all of a sudden you get that little yellow hanky flying out of the air.
The penalty will bring the ball back to the Unitego 35. 3:55 to go first quarter. Unitego on top of Harpersville Afton, 13-0. A throw out to the left side for Ryan Marzell, and he makes a couple of guys miss before Devin Dean will bring him down. And Unitego picks up about 10 on the play down to the Harpersville Afton 25-yard line.
Yeah, it looks to me like pretty much whatever Unitego wants to do tonight, they're getting it done. They can throw the ball, they can run the ball. It's whatever they feel like doing, that's what they're going to be successful with.
This brings up a 2nd and 3. Unitego going left to right. Fairbairn in the shotgun, hands it off to Wilson. He picks up the first down, rumbles up the middle before being tackled at about the 10-yard line. And so Unitego, even though they had a first and long there, they easily pick up the yardage, and they're in the red zone again.
The offensive tackle, I do believe it's the offensive tackle for the end for Unitego, was in with the safeties, and he uprooted one guy. Just absolutely took him right off his feet.
First and 10 here from Unitego. They're at about the 10-yard line. Fairbairn will keep it, runs to the outside, to the right side, doesn't have a lot of daylight, looking for the pylon, and instead will run out of bounds, pickup of maybe 2 or 3 on the play for Josh Fairbairn of Unitego.
Yeah, he was trying to turn that corner. He was about 5 yards away from scoring, and you could see him looking for the pylon, but his angle was just too severe for him to make the cut.
3:01 to go first quarter, and the Spartans are on top of the Hornets, 13-0. Class D quarterfinal action here tonight on CDO. And Unitego looking to punch one in late in this first quarter to increase their lead. They are off to a great start in front of their home fans here under the lights at Unitego. A snap to Fairbairn. And it's actually handoff to Tanner Winchester. Gets all the way to the outside, and it looks like Winchester is in. I think the whole defense thought Fairbairn still had the ball. Instead, it goes to Winchester, and a 5-yard TD run for Tanner Winchester.
That nice little type of jet sweep type of thing there. This ball was snapped, and he gave him the ball, and he went right around the end and carried out his fake well, so because everybody else here thought that Fairbairn had the ball going around the right end, and nope, it was going around the left end with Tanner Winchester.
So Winchester, with about a 5-yard TD run, picks up his 2nd touchdown of the night. Unitego going for 2. The pass to Kyle Spaulding, that'll do it. And he's easily in, and it's Unitego with a 21-0 lead with 2:52 to go in the first quarter. So everything working and clicking here tonight for the Spartans. Hornets trying to get back on the right page. Let's step away here. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:52 to go, first quarter, and it's two touchdowns for Tanner Winchester, one for Josh Firebend, and a 21-0 lead for the Spartans as Firebend kicks off, and Unitigo will go back on defense. Deion Oakley will pick it up, run to the outside, has nowhere to go, slammed down by the Unitigo defense. Maybe a pickup of 3 or 4 yards on the return. And Devin Dean has his work cut out for him here for this Harpersville Afton team, who has had some nice movement of the ball. They've gotten to midfield and stalled a couple of times here in this first quarter.
Yep, they had a couple of plays where they were moving the ball, had some nice rhythm going and everything, and then all of a sudden Unitigo made an adjustment and stopped it. And ever since then, I haven't seen them try to do anything different other than having Dean pass the ball. And he's been sacked 2 or 3 times already. So, you know, that's kind of hard as a quarterback to want to stay back there and let people tee off at you.
Harpersville Afton going right to left here deep in this first quarter. Here's Dean, fakes the handoff, back in the pocket, looks to throw on first down. Pass to the outside is incomplete. That'll bring up a 2nd and 10 here for Harpersville Afton as they tried to throw out into the flat. And no one there to catch the ball as Alan Rhodes couldn't hold on.
He made a good effort, though. I'm going to give that young man a lot of credit. He laid out for that ball. It was a little outside of him, and, you know, sometimes people won't try. He tried, and I'll give him a lot of credit for that.
2:37 to go, first quarter, 2nd and 10 here for Harpersville Afton. Class D quarterfinal action tonight on CDO. Thanks also for joining us if you're listening on our web stream, WCDOsports.com. That made possible by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Here's Devin Dean. With some wide receivers now split to his right. Instead, they'll hand off and right up the middle, but maybe only a pickup of 2, as this Unitigo defense is really punishing anybody who tries to run up the middle. Mitchell Wiest there with his first carry of the night picks up maybe 1 on the play.
Wiest was running really hard and had somebody from Unitigo on him, one of the linemen, carrying him a little bit, and then he ran into 41, and that was it.
Nate Wilson, we talked about him before the game, Tim, and just a huge defensive player, and also we've seen tonight a great runner here. Good two-way player for the Spartans.
Absolutely.
And here's a handoff, and Ethan Barber is into the backfield and bringing down the Harpersville Afton runner. Nowhere to go there for Dylan Lindsay. Harpersville Afton appears to have a lot of trouble when they've gotten to the edge just making that cut. I don't know if it's the grass or just that Unitigo is breaking through so quickly.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with, I think it does have a lot to do with the fact that the grass is a little dewy, it's hard to cut on and so on and so forth, but they're also getting a lot of pressure early from Unitigo.
So another punt here on 4th and 12 for Devin Dean, and Dean will bobble the snap here. He's going to have to try to pick it up and run. He gets to the outside, he's got a little daylight, hurdles a player before falling out of bounds here. Dean trying his best. As the ball was out of his reach, Unitigo player down, but jumping right back up to his feet, everybody appears to be okay. Dean did whatever he could there as the snap was low and looked like he might have had some daylight there for a first down, but Unitigo doing a nice job to push him out.
Yeah, the player was helped up by the referee and kind of just had a little conversation there for a second. I think he was just checking to make sure the cobwebs were all gone out of his eyes and everything there, because he was definitely down there for a few minutes.
Jake DeJoy taking the hit there for Unitigo. Good to see him bounce right back up, but this is going to give Unitigo excellent field position after that bobbled punt. They'll start on the Harpersville Afton 25. They'll hand off to Nate Wilsey to the left. He picks up 5 before being brought down by the Hornets defense. Another 5-yard pickup here for Nate Wilsey, who has run the ball 6 times so far in the first quarter, and he is up over 50 yards already.
Yeah, and that's not the normal thing you see from Unitigo. You know, you think about the fun and gun show when you think about the Spartans, and tonight they're showing a little bit of diversity on the ability to run the ball.
65 yards in this first quarter for Nate Wilsey. Pass out to Kyle Spaulding in the right side. Cuts back all the way to the center, and maybe a pickup of 4 or 5 here, getting Unitigo into good center field position here as they get down to just about the 12-yard line.
brings up a little bit of a point. I was just thinking, you know, it's one of this time of the year that, you know, you want to try different things, and obviously it's a little early in the game to be thinking about this, but, you know, you're setting up a potential field goal, which could, you know, down the road, that could be a huge, huge thing. I will tell you one thing. I watched the Green kid the other night. And, oh, my gosh, does that guy have a foot.
Yeah, the kicker from Green had that very nice field goal attempt, and you're right, that could be huge down the rest of the season. As Ryan Marzell will run this one in for a touchdown, caught it out in the flat at about the 15, and just bowled his way into the end zone, and Unitego, with 21 seconds to go in the first quarter, will add their fourth touchdown here of the night. They now lead 27-0 before we see if they go for two or the extra point.
Looks like they're lining up for the kick, and yep, Winchester with a hold, and Firebend with a kick.
So Marzell on about a 11-yard run after the pass out into the flat, and here is a huge kick from Josh Firebend up through the uprights, and it is Unitego with a 28-0 lead with 21 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll step away before we kick the ball back off. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO tonight. Unitego having a great first quarter here in quarterfinal Class D football action. They lead Harpersville Afton 28-0, 21 seconds left in this first quarter. And Unitego kicking off, and this one goes the length of the field, fielded here by Deion Oakley. He's got some speed, gets to the 30, and Oakley breaks a tackle. He's at midfield, now to the 40 before being roped down. He's into Unitego territory, all the way back down to the 25-yard line. Deion Oakley with a heck of a run there for the Hornets.
Something to note there, I just was going to say, Unitego had a different kicker on that play. It was number 71 from Unitego was the kicker.
We've seen him kick this year.
And he did a nice job. I mean, it was a good kick and everything, but anytime you see that, you see a different kicker, you got to be thinking, what are they doing? This must be some type of special thing. Well, it worked for the Harpersville Hornets, so I think they probably hope he continues to kick.
We have seen Damian Whitehill Archibald kick a number of times this year for Unitego. And that time, the defense breaks down, and now here's an excellent field position for the Hornets. Here's Devin Dean on first and 10, bounces to the outside. He's at the 20, now to the 15, to the 10, before hurtling up and over Ethan Barber and being thrown out of bounds here, close to a first down, and that'll do it for the first quarter. So now Harpersville Afton driving late in this first quarter, looking for their first points. Of course, they'll switch ends of the field. So when we come back, we'll see if the Hornets can punch it in for their first score of the night. It's 28-0. Unitego on top of Harpersville Afton. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
28-0, Unitego on top of Harpersville Afton as we get set for the second quarter here under the lights at Unitego High School. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO. Quarterfinal Class D football. The winner will go down to Binghamton next Friday night, Union Endicott, for the semifinals. for the right to go to the Class D Section 4 final game, which will be on November 7th. And so Harper Zilafton trying to punch it in. They're down in the red zone for the first time tonight after a 45-yard kickoff return by Deion Oakley. And they lose 4 yards on the first play. So this will bring up 2nd and 14 for Harper Zilafton. Ball down on the Unitego 15-yard line. Devin Dean, the QB for the Hornets, gets the play from the sideline. This is a big possession here for the Hornets if they want to get some of that momentum back.
Absolutely huge.
So here's Dean under center. Will hold on to it, tries to run himself, goes to the left side, now down to the 10. Looks like he might have a crack at the end zone here, and Devin Dean just muscles his way in, and it's a Hornets touchdown. 11-10 to go, second quarter, and the Hornets get their first points of the night. They now trail 28-6.
Yeah, that was an actual great play right there by Dean, and you talked about it before, his escapability. Well, we just saw it right there. He was running to his left, ended up over here on the right hash in the end zone. So
they had Dean, it looked like, wrapped up in the backfield, unless they have called this one back. Oh, I didn't see a flag after the play, but it looks like a penalty. And that great run by Devin Dean, it looks like, will be negated. Tim, what'd you see there in terms of a call?
Well, I just saw the flag, and because of all the cutbacks going on that he was doing, that is a tough time for blocks in the back, holding and stuff, because the defenders are trying to get to where the running back is going, and the offensive player may not be able to make a clean block, or he just hangs on for a second. I didn't see the signal, but I'm going to guess it was block in the back.
So still a 28-0 game, and now Harpersville back on their own 23-yard line. Excuse me, the Unitego 23. A handoff, and Dylan Lindsay gets lit up here by Ethan Barber, who comes screaming through the line once again here for the Spartans.
And there's a great example of what we were talking about not leaving your feet, because when you get hit like he just got hit, you don't have anything to do but go backwards and down quite hard.
And so after a touchdown, it looked like, before it was called back on a great run by Devin Dean of Harper's Alaska, they're now faced with a 3rd and 17. 10:49 to go, second quarter, and Unitego on top of Harper's Alaska, 28-0.
And I will tell you that, I mean, they can get a first down, but there is not a lot of room between that first down marker and the pylon.
Ball at the 21-yard line as Harper's Alaska goes left to right, and it's a 3rd and 17. So we'll see if maybe they take a shot at the end zone here. Dean is back in the shotgun. He has 3 wide receivers to his right, 1 to his left. Looks like he might try to loft one up into the back of the end zone, and this one falls incomplete. Unitego with some good coverage there. Looked like a little bit of a zone towards the back, and Harpersville can't come up with it. Now it's 4th and 17.
Yeah, it's easy to call that defense when you've got 3rd down in a mile.
Sure. And it looked pretty obvious that Harpersville was going to throw for that back corner of the end zone. So it looks like the Hornets will go for it here on 4th and 17. Have to roll the dice to try to get back into this contest. They trail 28-0 on the road here, Class D quarterfinal football tonight. 10:16 to go in the second quarter. And here's Dean under center, man in motion. Drops back, looking to throw. Has a man over the middle. It's complete. This one down to about the 10-yard line, but I think it's going to be short of the first down, and it looks like the Hornets will turn it over on downs.
Yeah, that's a tough break for the Hornets, because they really, you know, they're down by 4 scores. They get a touchdown. Now you got a little momentum going, and then it gets reversed because of a penalty. So too bad for the Hornets.
Allen Rhodes with the nice 10-yard catch there, but he comes up about 7 yards short, and Unitego will have their first possession here of the second quarter. They will start on their own 15-yard line, this time going right to left. Josh Fireman barks out the signals, and we'll hand it off up the middle for Nate Wilsey. No, instead to Marzell to the right side. A little trickery. Marzell picks up 5 before being shoved out of bounds at the 20-yard line.
Nice little misdirection play there. Marzell ended up with the ball. That's probably the first time this year that I've seen him carry the ball from scrimmage. Usually he's on the receiving end of a Firebend pass.
10 minutes to go, second quarter, and the Spartans enjoying a 28-0 lead here. They look very comfortable and clicking on all cylinders. And here's a 2nd and 10. They'll throw it high in the air, and Firebend going for broke down to Derek Beams right through his hands. Good coverage, though, by Deion Oakley, but Beams had gotten behind him and just couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, and the one thing that no one can see other than us here is that Beams has got quite a height advantage on that defender, so that was a nice effort by number 10 from Harpersville to stay with him, but it was all of Beams' ball if he went up and caught it, but he just dropped it.
So Deion Oakley, who had that 45-yard kickoff return just a little while ago playing some good defense, Beams couldn't bring it in. So this is a 3rd and 3 now. They throw to the outside, and they try to go to Winchester, and it's high up over his hands. Maybe a little miscommunication there between Firebend and Tanner Winchester there on that route. That'll bring up 4th and 3 with 9:46 to go second quarter, and maybe we'll see a Unitigo punt for the first time tonight.
I want to say that big number 72, give him a little credit there. He had some pressure on Firebend. That's why that ball came out so hot and so early, and Tanner was not at the wasn't able to finish the route.
Damian Lamoury, 6'2", 375 pounds, a big boy for Harpersville Afton breaking through the line. And here's a punt high up in the air. Doesn't get a lot of distance, though, and will be downed at the 40-yard line. So Harpersville Afton will start in Unitigo territory, trailing 28-0 as they'll go left to right with 9:38 to go in the second quarter. And this is where the Hornets will start off. Devin Dean coming in from the sideline here with the play. And boy, we watched the Hornets during warm-ups tonight, and they were really pumped up for this game. And just when Unitigo comes out, we've seen the Spartans do this to several teams, just kind of suck the wind out of them in the first quarter by putting up a bunch of points, and then it's so hard to come back against them.
Absolutely. I mean, momentum is such a great thing to have, and obviously when you get it, you want to hang on to it. That's why that was such a devastating reversal on that touchdown.
Here's Dean on a 1st and 10. A throw over the middle to Jake Andrews is complete, and it looks like it'll be a first down here for the Hornets as they break down to about the 27-yard line here of Unitigo. Nice pass from Dean there to Andrews.
Yeah, Andrews ran a little hook pattern type thing. You know, he just went down 10 yards, just turned around, and boom, there was the ball. Great pass.
Jake Andrews, the senior here for the Hornets, wearing number 26. And maybe that's what Harpersville Afton has to do, try to get Dean to scramble a little bit and find someone in the middle of the field, as Andrews was wide open there. So a 1st and 10 for Harpersville Afton. Dean will try to run this one. He goes right in between the tackles on the right side and picks up some great yardage there. And it looks like another first down here for the Hornets down the right side. That'll stop the clock with 8:58 to go, second quarter. Spartans leading the Hornets 28-0.
Yeah, real nice run right there. That was kind of the option look, but it was more of a quarterback keep. He did fake to one of the guys on a speed sweep going the other way, but he held on and he had a nice lead blocker on that play and cleared the path, and then he did some really nice hard running at the end.
Dean now with 5 rushes on the night. He had some big negative yards early in the contest, so he's working his way back up towards positive yardage. Here's Dean, stuffed in the backfield, still on his feet, though. What a strong kid. It takes 3 Spartans to bring him down. Loss of about 3 on the play. Just had nowhere to go.
Yeah, Nate Wilsey blitzed on that play and was right there when Dean turned around, and number 41 met Mr. Dean right in the backfield. But he came off of that, but at the bottom of that pile was Mr. Wilsey hanging onto his ankle, so he couldn't go very far.
Nate Wilsey, a physical player here for Unitigo, as we've talked about, on both sides of the ball. 8:05 to go, second quarter, 28-0 lead here for Unitigo over visiting Harpersville Afton. Spartans are 6-1. Harpersville Afton comes in with a record of 4-3. They defeated Oxford last weekend at home on Saturday, 24-21, to get into the playoffs. And an interception here by Nate Wilsey as Dean tried to throw it over the middle. Wilsey with a little bit of a run back before being taken down at the 35-yard line. And Nate Wilsey with the interception, as we just talked about him, for Unitigo.
He blitzes, he tackles, he intercepts, he does it all. Mr. Wilsey, number 41 from the Unitigo Spartans. Real nice play there. Faked the blitz, backed off into coverage, and Dean missed him in the middle, and that's where the interception happened.
Dean, the QB here for the Hornets, was just trying to make something happen, and Nate Wilsey just reading the play there with the first turnover of the night. Picks up an INT for Unitigo. 7:40 to go, second quarter. Spartans on top of the Hornets, 28-0. Josh Firebend and Unitigo now going right to left on your radio dial. They'll start from their own 35 and a handoff to guess who? Nate Wilsey cuts up the middle before slipping on this wet turf here tonight down to about the 48-yard line as the Spartans get near midfield.
Nice little run by Wilsey on that play. Good for a Spartan first down.
Wilsey up over 70 yards rushing in this first half. That's usually about his game total. And so a first and 10. Well, again, they'll hand off to Wilsey, and the Hornets are getting a steady dose here tonight of Nate Wilsey, and he just muscles his way into Hornets territory down to the 35. Looked like they were going to get him for a 5-yard gain. Instead, he picks up about 15.
That's just heart and determination on Wilsey right there. He just does not stop. His legs are still chugging, even though there's people on him. Great job.
So a first and 10 for Unitego. Second quarter action here at Unitego High School under the lights. Thanks for joining us tonight. Nate Lull joined by Tim Cutting. As we come down on 7 minutes to go, second quarter, Unitego on top of Harpersville Afton, 28-0. Ball is on the 35 for Unitego as they come to the line. Josh Firebend. Oh, these Unitego guys supporting Breast Cancer Awareness Month. A lot of pink out there as well as the black and green tonight. As Firebend completes the pass, only for about a gain of one here to Seth Burnham out in the flat.
Yeah, Burnham made a nice catch, but the reason I'm going to say it was a really nice catch, even though it was only a gain of a yard, he was under duress right from the minute the ball hit his hands. Number 45 from Harpersville made a real nice tackle on the play.
Tyler Laverne was right in Seth Burnham's face there to bring him down for the Hornets. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO, also on WCDOsports.com. Big welcome to all our web stream listeners, brought to you by SFCU. And a flag coming out here on this 2nd and 8, and we'll go against Unitego. Clock stops with 6:06 to go before the half, 28-0 lead for Unitego.
And I just want to tell you, Nate, thank you very much for picking up the names because of my lack of vision tonight. So I do appreciate that when I tell you the number, you're getting right on the names for me. Thank you.
No problem at all. It's a great contest here so far between Unitego and Harpersville Afton. Can the Hornets get back into this contest here? They need to try to get a swing in momentum. They were so close with that Devin Dean touchdown being called back. It looked like maybe they were going to get back in the contest. As they pass here for Unitego to Seth Burnham through his hands, that'll bring up a third down here for the Spartans. 5:44 to go before half.
I was just going to say real quick, I noticed that there's a different group of receivers in there, and that's the nice thing about this program at Unitego. They're not afraid to use their underclassmen. Granted, yes, they're up by 4 touchdowns, but you know what? Get those kids in there. You never, ever know when they're going to have some game experience.
And here is Firebend on 3rd and 13. Lost it up in the air. He's got a man wide open. That's Kyle Spaulding. Hauls it in. Touchdown for the Spartans. Long pass there from Firebend, a 45-yarder, and into the night went Kyle Spaulding, and into the end zone he goes.
Spaulding ran a real nice pattern, left his defender laying on the ground there, and he was wide open, and it was just a question of, was he going to get to the ball? And then when he got there, was he going to make the catch? And he did. Great job, Kyle.
Second TD pass of the night for Josh Firebend, and he has one on the run, too. And so Unitego, now with the extra point, will be wide left there as they had Damian Whitehill Archibald come in to attempt that one. Wide to the left, so the lead now for Unitego, 34-0, 5:34 to go before the half. You're listening to live high school football tonight. We'll take a break on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And Deion Oakley hoping for another return here to spark the Hornets. Picked up 45 in the last one, maybe 5 here for Deion Oakley of Harpersville-Afton, as it's Unitigo on top of Harpersville-Afton, 34-0 here, 5:25 to go before the half, and here's Devin Dean trotting out from the sideline, the Hornets QB, looking to get things started for his team. They will start at their own 22 going left to right.
Yeah, and it definitely looks like there's quite a few of the second stringers from Unitigo in here now, so maybe Harpersville can move the ball against that unit.
So here's Dean. He's under center. Deion Oakley is in motion. Dean pulls it down, has no one to pass to, runs right up the middle. Maybe a gain of 5 here for Devin Dean, as it looks like he didn't look very long for receivers there. He looks anxious to run and try to pick up yardage.
What's pretty funny is, you know, we're sitting here watching this game and everything, and they're doing whatever they can to try to stay motivated and do whatever. And I'm talking about the second string, but you know what? Nate Wilsey's still out there, and I'm telling you why. Because he won't come out of the game. That kid has so much heart and determination. He just wants to be in there on every play.
And there might be some new guys in there for Unitigo, but you still have a steady dose of Wilsey and Winchester and Marzell and Spaulding all out there at their various positions on defense. And on a 2nd and 6, Unitigo stops Harpersville-Afton, about a gain of 1 there. So this brings the Hornets to a 3rd and 2 as we have 4.5 minutes to go before halftime. You'll want to join us for a Mirabito halftime report, of course brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. So a 3rd and 2 here. Hornets taking their time as they come out of the huddle. And the ball on the 30-yard line, maybe the 29 here, as the Hornets go left to right. They're in their own territory. Here's Dean under center. Hands off, looking to get that first down. And Unitigo, just a big mob of green and black and white there, pulling down the runner. I believe that was Jake Andrews trying to plug his way through.
Yeah, that was a tough play, and I'll tell you what, there was probably 4 or 5 Unitigo Spartans just pushing and pushing and pushing. Yeah, he did get the first down, according to the referees.
So a first down here for Harpersville-Afton. That stops the clock at 3:45. Now the Zebra crew whistling to start it back up here. The play clock starts. Unitigo on top of Harpersville-Afton, 34-0, Class D quarterfinals. Make sure you stay tuned at halftime. We'll tell you about all the other contests that are going on tonight around Section 4 football, as well as games that will be tomorrow for the playoffs, as those will really determine for Class D who will get down to Binghamton at Union Endicott at Ty Cobb Stadium down there next weekend.
Yeah, and we talked about it early in the game with them in a modified like wishbone look. They actually just ran a dive option on that, so the first time that I've seen that was Dean Keeping did not pitch to the pitch man.
3 minutes to go before the half, and this brings up a 3rd and 10 for Devin Dean in this Harpersville-Afton offense. First year, the two programs have been merged together, and at the start of the season, about 15 kids came up. So it really gives the Hornets some nice numbers with the two schools combined for football and various other sports as well. So here's Dean under center. Fumbles, and this one's on the grass, and we'll see who comes up with it. Did one of the Hornets linemen come down, or will Unitigo come away with it? Looks like the Hornets will stay with possession. So somebody at the bottom of that pile came up big there for the Hornets, one of those O linemen. Good heads-up play.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're there, and, you know, that's just amazing that they have that ability. They've got a guy across the line that's trying to knock them into the quarterback. They still have the ability to look down and see the ball on the ground and cover it up. Great job.
Looked like Noah Massey was the one falling on that one for the Hornets of Harpersville-Afton. Down to 2 minutes to go, and a 3rd and 10 here for Devin Dean. He's back in the shotgun at his own 25. Throws, and this one over the middle, complete. I think he's going to be about a yard short as Alan Rhodes, again, finding some space in the middle of the Unitigo defense to haul it in. I think that was about a gain of 8. So we'll see. I think this is going to be about a 4th and 2 from where the spot is.
It was kind of funny. I was watching the referee, the white hat, and I think he misread the line of scrimmage because he was moving the chains, and the line judge on this side just sat there shaking his head going, no, they're not close.
4th and 3 officially. with a minute 20 to go, and it looks like Dean is back to punt. So Dean will get off another high punt into the night sky here, fielded by Unitigo, and this is Tanner Winchester at his own 30. Nice little cutback move, and here's Winchester to the outside, holding tightly onto that ball before falling down at the 47-yard line. Good little 12 to 15-yard return there for Tanner Winchester. And so Unitigo will start at midfield with a minute and 4 seconds to go before the half. We'll see what they elect to do here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I can't imagine what it's like for those Harpersville Afton kids coming down the field and seeing Tanner Winchester catching the ball and then getting ready to tackle him, because you don't know when that cut's coming. You know it's coming, you just don't know when and how far or where and so on and so forth. So I tell you, it's tough to watch these young men trying to tackle Tanner Winchester.
And it looks like there will be a penalty on the play backing Unitigo up here. And so they will start instead of the 47 at about the 37 here, so a 10-yard penalty it looks like on Unitigo. We talked about the dewy kind of wet field, little muddy conditions. It doesn't appear to affect Tanner Winchester out of anybody on the field. His cuts seem to be very clean and crisp. Here's Ryan Marzell.
He definitely is able to make those cuts and everything, and I'll tell you, it's probably, he's played on this field all year long. He's on it for practice. You know, Frank McCorney talked about it in the pregame interview. They had some off-season work out here, too, you know. So, I mean, they know the field. They know the terrain. They know what they're doing. And these kids just, they have the athletic ability to do that. So, kudos to them.
Second and one now for Unitigo, as it looks like they take a timeout after a 9-yard run by Ryan Marzell to the right side before he was shoved out of bounds. We'll take a 30-second break. Unitigo on top of Harpersville Afton, 34-0. You're listening to Playoff High School Football tonight on WCDO.
A history of service, a commitment to your insurance needs. That's what Mang Insurance is all about. With over 100 years of service, we're still focused on our promise to offer the best products and superior service to all of our clients. We write all types of insurance and are an independent agency representing many fine companies. So stop in today or call Mang at 561-2600. Mang Insurance, providing over 100 years of service to the Tri-County area and supporting local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
51 seconds to go, before the half, and a 34-0 lead for Unitigo. Flag on the play, and we'll see who jumped early here. Looks like it will be against Unitigo.
I'm blaming the center on this one. The whole line, everybody moved except the ball. I'm blaming the center.
So that will back Unitigo up here for a second and long with 51 seconds to go. And we see over on the Harpersville sideline that one of their main runners, Dylan Lindsay, appears to have some sort of a wrist injury, and it does not look like he will be coming back anytime soon, as Lindsay being helped off here, so another weapon down for the Harpersville Hornets, who I know had some injury problems coming into this game. I had a chance to go down to Harpersville this week, talk with their coaching staff. They said, we have a bunch of guys banged up. And here's Tanner Winchester on a run for Unitigo. He's into Harpersville territory before being roped out of bounds at the 25-yard line. So a first down pickup and more for Tanner Winchester with 39 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, he definitely got to the 25, but the referee is saying that he stepped out at the 30. So the ball will be spotted right there at the 30, according to the referee.
So a 35-yard scamper for Tanner Winchester as he continues to just run all over the place as soon as he gets the ball, whether it be through the air or on the ground. So Unitigo now with Josh Firebent bouncing out to the right. He's going to throw one up for the back of the end zone, and Kyle Spaulding will haul it in. A sliding catch, touchdown for Unitigo with 30 seconds to go before the half.
Okay, we just had that conversation about the dew. He just used it. He just slid because of the dew to the ball and made a real nice catch there, but there is a yellow hanky.
So that was a 30-yard catch, and it will go against Unitigo, it looks like, negating the great sliding catch there of Kyle Spaulding, which would have been his second TD of the night. His first one was a 45-yarder. So Spaulding, that catch coming back, much to the delight of the Hornets, who still trail 34-0 with 30 seconds to go before the half. It goes from a TD to Unitigo starting back on their own, on the 44 of Harpersville Afton.
That was a real nice play, and too bad that it has to come back, because that was a really, really great play by Kyle Spaulding and a real nice throw by Fireman.
And Fireman just rolling to his right. He had traffic and just the flick of that wrist. Perfectly placed ball, but it comes back on the penalty. So here's Firebend again, going for broke, throws one up down the far side, almost picked off there by Devin Dean, as Unitigo was looking to throw one long there to Jared Jones. Good coverage, though, by the Hornets.
Yeah, he actually threw into double coverage there, and I think it was double coverage because there were two receivers in the area. You know, they actually brought the second receiver brought his man into the play, and that almost caused the interception.
23 seconds to go before the half. It's 34-0 Unitigo on top of Harpersville Aft. In quarterfinals of Class D football here tonight, winner will go down to Binghamton for the semifinals next Friday night. And here's Firebend with a run, a keeper. He's at the 40 to the 35. He scampers along to the 30. Cut back now to the 20. Firebend still on his feet to the 15, to the left side of the field. He's one-on-one with Devin Dean before being roped down and out of bounds. And Firebend against Dean, a good matchup there. Dean shoves him out, but another big pickup there with his 2 feet. That's Josh Firebend, the QB for Unitigo.
I understand, you know, you want to keep playing these kids and so on and so forth, but when it gets to this point, you don't want to risk an injury on one of your star athletes, because next week could be Walton, could be someone else, but you need these people the rest of this year. So
10 seconds to go before the half. Unitigo is going to call a timeout. They lead 34-0. They'll have a 1st and 5. We'll take a 30-second break here on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
10 seconds to go before the half. Welcome back. Firebend will throw out to Ryan Marzell. He's into the back of the end zone, and a touchdown there for Unitigo. So the Spaulding TD gets called back. Instead, Unitigo goes to Ryan Marzell for his 2nd score of the night with 5 seconds to go before the half.
Nice little flat pattern by Marzell. Wide open for Firebend. Probably one of the easiest throws he's had to make all year.
And so Firebend with his 3rd TD throw of the first half. And with 5 seconds to go before the half, Marzell will score. And we'll have an extra point attempt here by Damian Whitehill Archibald. And that one is up, and it had the height, but it's wide left. So that'll make it 40-0. Unitigo on top of Harpersville Afton. We'll keep it right here, as we'll have one last kickoff before we head to the halftime show brought to you by Mirabado Energy Products. But boy, Unitigo just comes out. We've seen them do this so many times this season, just guns a-blazing from the minute the clock starts for any of these contests.
Yeah, they definitely, they're going to put you, test you right off the bat. I mean, like I said, you know, with the first score, they ran one play with Wilsey, one play with Firebend, one play with Wilsey, touchdown for Firebend. You know, and then they kept doing that. They did it again. And then the next thing you know, they faked the play to Firebend, and what does Wilsey do? He hits Winchester in the end zone. So, I mean, you have to, there's so many things that you have to prepare for to defend this team. It's mind-boggling for a coach.
5 seconds to go before the half, so we'll have one last final kickoff here, and we'll come back at halftime and recap all the scoring. We also have some scores from other sports that were happening tonight, some sectional soccer, some MAC championship volleyball, so we'll get to all of that as well. A little squib kick here for Unitigo, and the Hornets will fall on it. Clock didn't officially start, and so it looks like Harpersville Afton will get off one play here with 5 seconds to go before the half. They trail 40-0, and maybe Devin Dean can throw up a little Hail Mary here, or will they just take a knee?
I'm going to go with they're probably just going to take it into half and try to make some adjustments and get a little bit of momentum in the second half of themselves. You know, it's going to be tough to come back from 40-0, so they've got a lot of work to do, but maybe they can find some positives in the locker room and come out and have a better second half.
So here's Dean under center. He's got two wide receivers to the left, two to the right, and they'll hand off, and this one up the middle, nowhere to go. Maybe a two-yard pickup here for the Hornets, and that will do it for the first half. Mitchell Wiest with the carry there. And so it's been all Unitigo in the first half, despite the best efforts here of the Hornets. Unitigo leads Harpersville-Apton 40-0. It's Class D quarterfinal football here tonight. The winner will go down to Union Endicott's Ty Cobb Stadium next Friday on Halloween for a game down there, either at 5 p.m. or 8 p.m. And if you listen during our halftime show, I'll break down the dates and times that have been announced so you can circle and write that down on the old calendar at home if you'd like to listen or go to one of those contests. So Unitigo on top of Harpersville-Apton, 40-0 at the half. We'll be right back with our halftime show. I'm Nate Lull for Tim Cutting on CDO Sports.